Corona contagion started in China last year, and by March 20th of this year, Italy had overtaken China for total deaths from this cursed virus. By that date, over 3,200 people had died. And now, if statistics are accurate, more than 20,000 in Italy have succumbed to this brutal bacterium. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need to give remotely at WWIB.com. Italian pro basketball player Trey Depps left the country hours before Italy went on lockdown to get home to his pregnant wife and child, and he's back with me today on the show. So, Trey, last time we outlined your exciting final hours in that country as you boarded the plane to get back home to America. Tell me what you saw the last few weeks in Italy as this pandemic overwhelmed the country.
Yeah, it kind of came off really fast. I remember the last game that we played, there was about, I think, 100 cases. And so it wasn't, and I think our last game we played was February 21st. I can't remember the exact date, but it was around that time. And when we were, the night before the game, the guys on the team were talking about, how more and more people were starting to get the coronavirus, and that, somebody had brought it, that had came from China. Obviously at that time you didn't know how serious it was, but it escalated quickly. I think mainly when I came home, so I played that game on the 22nd, and then I came home about a week and a half later. And when I was home, then you started kind of hearing all the reports. So I was home from February 28th to like March 3rd or so. February 29th to about March 3rd. And so you heard, kind of like that there were more and more cases increasing. And then eventually, when I had gotten back, you kind of saw it coming a little bit. And then when they canceled the game, that's when you knew like it was real.
Yeah. So Trey, what's the pro basketball situation back in Italy right now?
I've tried to keep track, but I believe so far, I think 12 or 13 leagues have canceled. Or major leagues, because there are some smaller leagues in Europe, but 12 or 13 of the major leagues have canceled. I think now 7 have yet to decide. And so we're one of the 7. And so kind of just, reports are that it's like a 99% chance that the league will cancel. But I think in Italy, it's a little bit different. Every government is different in how it supports its sports teams. And I think the reason why they have not canceled in Italy is because the government just doesn't quite support the sports teams like other countries. So if the league were to cancel, I think a lot of teams would fold, a handful of teams would fold. And so I think they're trying to avoid that in any best way they can, but I doubt that'll happen. But just all that to say, waiting for an official decision about that. We don't know what the future holds, even for the kind of the thinking farther ahead. It's definitely been a journey, and it's come with its fair share of difficulties. And we've discussed what it would look like to stop playing. We're just kind of leaving it in the Lord's hands, so we really don't know. And I would say, though, we probably would at least do one more year, but, you know, you just kind of don't know. You know, it's, I think the biggest thing for families over in Europe is trying to find a place, you know, where you can have resources. Because if you're in a smaller city, it's just, you know, there's usually not a lot of English speakers. There's, you know, there's just not as many things to do. So you're kind of stuck in the house. It's kind of like a quarantine, you know, as your regular life, just because there's not much there. So that'll play a big factor into to the decision of whether to keep going or not. But, you know, I think if you do get in a good situation, it can be really fun, and you know, you can learn a new culture and meet new people. And so we're just kind of just seeing what the Lord has for us, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Trey, we're running out of time here on today's sports and commentary. So with your permission, I'd like to have you come back next time, and we'll visit about those final few days and hours in Italy. You got out just before the country shut down, locked down because of COVID, and how you knew that God was present, leading you with you every step of the way, every mile of the way that night to the airport. In those final days there. So thanks for being here. The best to you and your family, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, best to you guys too. Thank you.